This week on It's So Bad, it is 1990. It's deep in the summer, August, and Atari Games wants to release a fighting game. So they come up with a game that stars Buzz, Ty, Kato, The Executioner, Southside Jim, Angel, CC Rider, Mad Miles, Heavy Metal, Chain Man, Eddie, and the Masked Warrior. It's Pit Fighter on It's So Bad. Welcome, Matt.
Take me to the pit.
We're going on a deep adventure into the pit this week on It's So Bad.
Ready to fight.
Pit Fighter is a game that came out in August of 1990.
Mm-hmm.
This is It's So Bad, the podcast where we have our endless list of video games. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc. You can go to our Twitter at It's So Bad, It's So Bad Pod at gmail.com as well. Is our email if you'd like to email us. So we have our endless list of games that goes currently from Super Mario 64 through Pro Wrestling for the Sega Master System. 33 games are on the list. We're adding Pit Fighter this week. Every week we add a new game to the list. The list is judged by the game's gameplay, its legacy, how it holds up, etc. So Matt, what is Pit Fighter?
Mm-hmm. Pit Fighter is a... It's a fighting game, beat 'em up, kind of hybrid.
I actually wrote it's a beat 'em up that's not a beat 'em up.
Right, yeah. In my notes. It's a like one screen beat 'em up or like one, you know, section beat 'em up. You're street fighting.
Yes.
In a pit.
In a pit.
In the pit, you know, surrounded by the audience. And you've got usually one opponent that you're trying to engage in martial arts.
Yes.
In Mortal Kombat. And
you're street fighting engaged in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's what this game is.
Yeah.
So why are we adding this game to the list?
Honestly?
I'll say it for you.
Okay.
Because we can.
Okay.
But yeah. Why did you pick this game? Because you're the one who picked this game.
So... I have fond memories of this game. I used to play this game at my cousin's house on his Sega Genesis because I didn't have a Sega Genesis. I was a Nintendo kid.
Oh, okay.
And so I, you know, would go to his house and we'd load it up and it seemed like risque for our ages. You know, yes. I was pretty young.
Yes.
This and, game you know, actually... It's like a violent game.
This game came out before Mortal Kombat. Came out before Street Fighter 2.
Right.
Yes. So... This was like one of the early, this game is scary. And also because it was digitized actors.
Right. So it was real people.
Right. It was real people fighting in a pit.
And you're using like knives and, you know, weapons and, you know, you're attacking other people with it. So
you can pop pills to make yourself stronger.
Right. Exactly.
So do you remember playing the Super Nintendo or the Genesis version?
So I remember playing the Genesis version because I didn't have it and my cousin had a Genesis. Okay. And when we decided that we were going to play this game, I got the Super Nintendo version. And I sat down and I was playing it and I was like, something's not this what I remember. Like, I, you know, you play games and you're like, oh, that game was great. And then you play it, you know, today and
right.
It's not as good. But something was different.
That game, the SNES version is really, really bad.
Real bad. I read online that the SNES version is a lot like the Game Boy version, which is never something you want to read.
So just so we're clear here, this game was originally out in the arcade, but was ported to the Genesis and the Super Nintendo, but also ported to the Amiga, the Amstrad CPC, the Atari ST, the Commodore 64, MS-DOS, Game Boy, Lynx, Master System, ZX Spectrum. You can find it on collections on the PS2, Xbox, GameCube, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Was there not a Saturn version, too? I thought there was a...
No, that was not a Saturn version. Okay. Saturn would be like, it's not 3D enough for us.
I guess that's true, yeah.
So, but yeah, it was made by Atari Games, published by Atari Games, designed by Gary Stark and Mark Pierce. So definitely an American game. Early, I wouldn't say early American game, but at that time, Japanese games were way more popular. Mm. Programmed by Gary Stark and Paul Quinn. The same team would go on, a lot of the people from the team would go on to work on Mortal Kombat.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. You can definitely see the DNA of Mortal Kombat in this game.
Yep. So from some perspective here, one of the first known fighting games that was out in the arcades, it came out in June of 1984. Again, this game came out in August of 1990. The game that came out in June of 1984 was Karate Champ. It's kind of like one of the progenitors of the fighting game genre, as well as Karateka came out around that period. Some further perspective on other games that were released around that time. Super Mario Bros. 3 came out in February of 1990. Smash TV came out in April of 1990. In arcades, Mega Man 3 came out in November of 1990. And then later on, the following year in May of 1991, Street Fighter 2 comes out. In October of 1992, Mortal Kombat comes out.
Right.
So this is when fighting games really started to take off, especially when Street Fighter 2 came out, which was like the big game.
So this had to be the most real-looking game, right? You know?
Yes.
Or one of the most real-looking games at the time? Like,
so this is the first fighting game to use actors as digitized sprites.
Right.
It's the second game to use digitized sprites. Okay. So there's a game that was only out in Japan called Rekkai Doshi. The Chinese Exorcist is the first game to use digitized sprites, but they use claymation.
Oh, okay.
And that game came out the year before. So this game is the first game to use real actors in a fighting game, which made it, like, as you said, risque, and it made it different for the time period.
And honestly, you know, for it being the first game, the animations and stuff don't look bad.
Right. It looks really good, actually, for it being a first game.
Right.
So
they pulled it off.
Right. I mean,
from my perspective.
The look,
for sure.
The game is a little bit of a different story.
Yeah. So as we said, it's a brawler, beat 'em up fighting game thing.
It takes the fighting game stuff and it makes it less interesting. So yes. By incorporating beat 'em up elements.
Right. So exactly.
It's very strange.
But, you know, like you said, it was before Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter 2. So, like, that wasn't totally, you know, the standard wasn't totally established.
No. Street Fighter was out, but that game was not big and popular at all. Right. So.
And it's pretty different from, you know, like, 2.
Right. There's not a lot of moves, for example, or combos.
Mm-hmm.
But we played a game before we came in here that I showed you that came out a year before Pit Fighter that kind of had the same DNA, as we said, which was Street Smart, which is an SNK fighting game that came out in 1989, which is largely the same thing. You are surrounded in a circle, and it's one-on-one fighting.
Yeah. I didn't get to test this much with... Street Smart. But in Pit Fighter, what's cool is, you know, like you've seen in the movies, you know, you get up against the edge where, you know, the people watching the fight are, and they'll, like, throw you back in.
Right.
And they'll, like, throw items into the,
and there's
like,
also, arena.
And occasionally they'll come out and, like, even engage, like, with you.
Yes, Knife Guy and Knife Woman.
Knife Guy and Knife Woman. That's what they're called. Brutal. They can be the deciding factor.
They can stab you.
So yeah, there's like a, you know, there's a punch button, a kick button, right? A jump button?
Yes.
And I guess if you hit all three, you do like your dude's special attack.
Right.
And you know, in the Sega Genesis version, you know, there's it's little, but there's like a slight bit of strategy, I feel like. You know, you can poke at guys, and you know, there's the right time and wrong time to use moves, but in this NES version, it was just unfun to play.
It's just mashing not even, buttons.
Yeah.
So as you alluded to, there's the people in the crowd, so they'll push you back in if you go too far out. There's also the guys that stab you, the man and the woman. And in the credits, they're known as Knife Man and Knife Woman because they're actors. And then there's weapons that they throw you, and one of them is a goddamn motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can pick up a motorcycle and hit your opponent with it.
Right.
There's also pills that I'm assuming are angel dust or PCP that make you stronger.
Something to really rile you up.
Yeah. Yeah, man. There's pills that make you more powerful and weapons, etc.
And so we haven't touched on it yet, but this game is also like semi-co-op if you play with more than one person.
Yeah, and then there's two enemies, right?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. So you can play with another... I guess in the arcade version, you can play with three people.
Yeah.
But on the home versions, you play with two.
Yep.
Player. And so you'll like, you can hurt each other. There's obviously friendly fire, but you can work your way up through these fights.
Right.
And then as you get to the end, you have to fight each other before you fight the boss.
And there's three different characters you can choose from: a wrestler, a kickboxer, and a black belt. Buzz, Ty, and Kato, respectively. And they have sort of different styles.
Yeah, I mean
they have different ways they kick and different hitboxes, I feel like.
Right, the special moves are pretty different.
Okay. You know, I didn't even know there were special moves. I played this game a bunch.
Yeah, if you hit all the buttons, I think that's how you do it. You do a special move.
Okay.
And so, like, with Ty, the kickboxer, his is great because he, like, you know, does this, like, jumping kick thing.
Does it drain damage? Your HP?
I've not noticed. Health? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
Because that was a thing back in the day.
Yeah, I don't remember that, to be honest.
Yeah.
So. I had a lot of success with it, so let's say no.
Did you beat it? Did you beat the game?
Yeah, I got to the end.
You got to the Masked Warrior?
Yes, I did.
So speaking of the two-player co-op, if you do get to the Masked Warrior in two-player co-op,
yeah,
you fight each other to the death. Off.
Right, exactly.
Until you, to determine who fights the Masked Warrior.
Yep.
But yeah, you have to go through Executioner, Southside Jim, Angel, CC Rider, a reference to a Elvis Presley song, Mad Miles, Heavy Metal, and Chainman Eddie before you get to the Masked Warrior. I think in the SNES version, they cut out like two or three different guys.
Yeah, I never got that far with the SNES version. Yeah, but
it's,
yeah.
Well, it's brutal.
And another thing is, I think in the SNES version, you don't have any continues.
Oh, yeah.
It just ends.
Terrible.
So the game itself is harder, and then, yeah, you can't even continue. And if I had bought that game for the SNES and brought it home, I would have been an unhappy kid.
That actually could have happened to me, too, because I remember I had a Super Nintendo when I first had the 16-bit systems. My cousin had a Genesis,
right,
as you alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely remember playing Pit Fighter at his house. So imagine me as, like, a young child going home being like, oh, man, I got to get Pit Fighter
right,
for SNES.
Right, exactly.
Being terrible.
I'm glad I never took that initiative.
Right. So.
Would have been sad.
Pit Fighter. It's a game that happens.
I like at the end of they really lean into the streets, you know, fighting in this like unofficial sort of fight thing.
You're a pit fighter.
Yeah, at the end, you know, if you've won between the levels, you're just standing on like a forklift.
Yes.
As they like tally up the money you've earned.
What does it say? Like you did it or something?
There's a bunch of ridiculous things they say, like, you know, like totally cool and stuff like, and brutality bonus but.
This is before you fought a car in Street Fighter 2, let's be clear.
Yeah, that was more fun,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, definitely.
This game, you know, it's not bad, but it's not good. I mean, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's not awful.
No, it's...
it's not unplayable. The SNES version, I think, is unplayable.
The SNES version is unplayable. But just some other things. Did you know they made a spiritual successor to this game?
What's it called?
Guardians of the Hood, with comma in front of a hood.
Okay.
It says, like,
neighborhood.
It came out in 1992, 2 years ever, and later, and it was more of a beat-em-up than it was Pit Fighter. But it was definitely, like, the same thing. You're in a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's more enemies that come and fight you. And it is also digitized sprites, actors.
I don't think I need to play that.
No, and it only came out in arcades. So.
Oh, okay, I won't.
But yeah, that's all I have to.
That's all you have to say. I thought you had more to say. Oh, okay.
There's nothing else.
It's really funny to me that they ported it to so many systems.
Oh my god!
Like, why?
Okay,
like, what's different about this than like other games that are good that didn't get ported?
The big thing is that it's an Atari Games game.
Okay.
Because Atari Games would do this with all their games. So you'll find Paperboy on all those game systems.
Right.
So they put port to everything. And I'm really curious. Do you know what the ZX Spectrum is?
No.
It's like a very popular computer in Britain in like the late 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was the computer that had like the small thing and like little rubber keys. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh, okay.
But it's like very, very primitive. So mm-hmm. I'm really curious what the Pit Fighter looks.
Would it have been to play like it on it as well?
Yeah, like, what it would be, but also what just what it looks like. Because right. I can, it's probably akin to the Game Boy version. I want to try that as well because yeah. that looks, it's got to be Oof. Bad.
But you know, I'm more willing to forgive a bad like Game Boy port. The fact that,
right.
you know, I was reading that the SNES and the Game Boy version are almost the same. It's like, dude, like, what happened?
Yes.
This game is all, is, it's, I just, it doesn't make sense to me how you would be willing to accept such a drop in quality
between
different versions.
SNES and, yeah. and it's funny too, because just in general, I feel there's happens somewhat, but not a lot. The Genesis version is better than the Super Nintendo
right,
version.
Yeah.
Because generally,
and there's
the
like technical reasons.
Yeah, you know. But usually it's like sports games, because I guess the Genesis could handle more sprites on a screen than mm-hmm. Super Nintendo could.
Okay.
And that's why they had quote unquote blast processing,
right?
Why Sonic moved quicker. Mm-hmm. So, like NHL 94, for example, and all those EA sports games were better on the Genesis. There was okay. less slowdown. But. This is just like just a badly
it's just a bad like,
programmed
yeah.
game. So
it's you know it's there is some redemption in the fact that it is fun to you know dick around with occasion. You know, like if you just pick it up and play for a little bit, like
right.
it's fine.
Yeah,
know? And it's
yeah.
easy. You know, today to kind of get your hands on it and
right
doesn't
I mean,
cost you that much.
They've put it on everything.
Right.
So.
But,
I don't
know,
think you can find a PC version, though, which is odd. It's funny.
At the time, though, it just the value of it seems so poor.
Yes. I will say, though, the Genesis version was pretty
It was
swell,
fun. Like, I had know? A good time, you know,
Digging
playing
around,
it, but,
yeah.
but it's just a little shallow.
It's super basic.
Yeah.
So let's go to our endless list, which goes from Super Mario 64 all the way down to Pro Wrestling on the Sega Master System. I have a feeling we're going to start this discussion very at the very bottom.
Should we start in not at the bottom, but then like work our way down?
Yeah, we should do that. So just to go over, this is the 17th game that we're going to be adding from the 90s. After we just added Hexen the last time. Seventh game originating in the arcades. Second Atari Games game. So as I mentioned, Paperboy was another Atari Games game. I thought about this a lot, and we were going to do this episode. We were going to record it about a month ago, and my plan was originally to create another rule on the podcast,
okay.
and the rule was going to be, and I think we should still have this rule if the differences between the versions are enough and we want to add them separately on the list, then we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that we should in this case.
I
think
just
we should just have one slot because there's so many different versions of this game
right.
that it would be we'd have to add more if we wanted to.
Right, and to be completely honest, like I don't want to talk about this game twice when we're ranking something
right.
in the future. Like I
yes.
don't want to hit this topic twice.
Yes, we're not going to have an episode on the ZX Spectrum version of the Pit Fighter.
Well, I meant more of as we walk our way up. It's like, oh, well, is it better than Pit Fighter? And
is
then,
better,
oh, is it better than Pit Fighter? Like I don't want it. Like they're not.
Yeah, that's a good yeah. point. That's a good point. But there will be times in the future where we'll do that.
Fair.
It's just gonna not. This is not substantial enough for us to do that. But we are going to when we rank this. Incorporate how bad the Super Nintendo version is.
Oh, really?
Into
okay.
our ranking.
All right. Fair.
So,
I mean, those are the only two versions I played, I guess, and the arcade a little bit.
So,
is that your same experience? Like, essentially, those three versions.
Yes, I had Super Nintendo, Genesis, and I only played the Super Nintendo one because you're like, this is bad. You should play this.
Right.
So I played I downloaded an emulator and I played that. And then I got the Midway Arcade Treasures Volume 2 for the GameCube, which has the arcade version on there. And then I played the Genesis version because I have that one
right.
as well. I actually did a fair amount of research for this, even though
yeah.
I'm coming up empty thinking about what we should be talking about. but yeah, so this game. I think we should start at Paperboy, because that's the other Atari Games game on this list.
And so you're telling me you think it's worse than Paperboy? Because you expect to go further down?
Yes, I think it's worse than Paperboy.
You know, all right, let's talk this through. Paperboy's simple, but it gets the job done, and I don't feel like with Paperboy, if I had spent money on it, I got, you know, hoodwinked.
Right.
If I had spent money on Paperboy, I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Right, and for the time period, it was pretty faithful arcade port for doing it on the Nintendo. So, I still have a lot of fun playing that game. I like playing that game.
Yeah.
I could still pick it up today and be like, this is challenging, but it's not overbearingly challenging. And I feel like I can get through it fairly recently,
and it is what it is, but it holds up in that regard. So Contra Hardcore, like,
would 100% like to play that game.
I mean, yeah. So
over Pit Fighter.
The big black mark on Contra Hardcore is it's difficulty. Just harder, yeah.
It's a more complete game. It's a, it is an actual game.
Yeah. True.
Pit Fighter does not almost seem like a game.
The SNES game is not a game.
No.
It's not like a faithful product. You know, it's.
Yeah. And honestly, I would rather play John Madden Football 93 over this game.
I would too.
Did you go and play John Madden Football 93?
It's, as the list shows, it's not as good as games like Tecmo Super Bowl, but John, you know, it's still playable.
Right.
It's
very playable.
And especially if you were playing against someone else, like, that game seems like it could be fun.
Right.
Two player.
Yes.
You know, like, and I could see playing it multiple times.
Pit Fighter.
No, Madden.
I know, I know. But Pit Fighter, it's like you play against somebody else and you're matching buttons, basically.
Right, yeah.
There's not a lot of strategy. For me, I don't know, it's tough for me, is going to be the last game on the list, which is Pro Wrestling for the Sega Master System. Did you take the time to go through that game?
Go through it as, I've played it.
Yeah, you played it, right?
Yeah. Do I encounter something if I play it a little longer?
No,
I assumed it kind of just stays as is.
Yeah, the thing about it is it's a competent game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very fun.
It's not fun.
It's not very fun, no. It seems like you can...
It's clunky.
It's clunky. But it's also a game where it's just tremendously tedious. Because you have to beat guys 10 times in order to advance.
Yeah.
So you have to pin somebody. It's a wrestling game where you're a tag team.
Is that true? You have to actually... It's like...
You have to beat the same wrestling tag team 10 times in order to get to the next tag team. So that's why it's like... It's just so tedious to me that I don't think that Pit Fighter is a worse game than pro wrestling. Even though I really want to have a new worst game.
You know, I will say, if we were splitting this up, I think the SNES version is so incomplete that it's worse.
Yes.
Like, it would
100%,
be.
100%. Right. 100%. But the other versions that I played are better games
than
pro wrestling.
Yeah. I played...
It's a very similar game, actually.
It's extremely similar.
Pro wrestling and Pit Fighter. I mean, they're both... Like, pro wrestling, the difference is you can punch and you kick.
Right.
And you can't jump. And you pin a guy. Yeah. The only difference is that the outer ring stuff, the aesthetics are different, are better.
Pro wrestling's got significantly more... Significantly is not accurate, but it has more character, I think, than Pit Fighter. No?
No.
The different tag teams, and you don't like the art style, and you know the
dude. You're going up. You're comparing.
I guess
these different mass wrestlers to Southside Jim, Angel, CC Rider.
You got me.
The Masked Warrior,
right.
The Executioner.
I was wrong.
And then you have I think the style of the your actual playable characters, where you have the differences of a Buzz, who's a wrestler and himself, a Ty,
but
the
they're
kickboxer.
They're so. Lame. I mean,
well, I mean, they're both lame.
Yeah,
it's like the fight of which one's lamer at this point.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You know, if I had a buddy over, I'd want to play Pit Fighter before I played pro wrestling.
Yes, and we're talking again. When we ever say that, we're just say the Sega Master System in pro wrestling.
Right. Yeah. Not the NES version.
So yeah,
I think this is not our new worst game.
Oh, which is unfortunate because I want a new.
I
worst.
Wanted it to be the worst game, but. It is worse than John Madden Football 93.
It is worse than John Madden Football 93. I think John Madden Football 93 is almost a good game.
Almost.
I think at the time it was a good game. Probably.
Yes.
I don't think Pit Fighter at the time was a good game. It was an interesting game. It was a different game.
And it was, it was a spectacle.
Right. It was an intriguing, interesting right. game.
I mean, it was impressive.
Right.
But not anymore.
No. Does not hold up.
So what, 33? It's our, or no, sorry, 31. Yeah, 33. It's our new 33rd worst game, or yes. best game.
It's our 33rd best game. Congratulations.
You're out of 34.
You're in the 30s. The top, or top 40 game.
Yep. For now.
Pit Fighter. Cool. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I kind of suggested it thinking that it
would make it new bad.
Yeah. And it was close.
Yeah,
it was close. He almost got there.
I think we're being honest with ourselves when we make it the second to last
right.
worst game.
Right. We could force it and make it the worst, but we wouldn't be true to ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think it's true.
It makes me really nervous for the future, because what is a worse game than this that we're going to play?
I think there are worse games.
I believe it, but I'm not looking forward to the time spent doing that.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll add Chex Quest. Actually, Chex Quest
is better.
Way better.
For sure.
We were talking about that last episode.
Yeah.
But yes. Cool. So we have a new 33rd game. It's Pit Fighter.
Pit Fighter.
I'm
curious what eventually will go between pro wrestling and Pit Fighter.
Like, I mean, it's going to be tough to break those up, right?
How narrow of a gap is it between them?
It's pretty narrow.
It's pretty narrow.
There are games, though. We'll figure it out. There's thousands of games. We're going to add them all.
Yeah.
Eventually.
We got to get going.
All
right.
Let's go add another one.
All right.
This is It's So Bad, the podcast. Subscribe on Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, etc. At It's So Bad Pod on Twitter. It's So Bad Pod at gmail.com is the email. Thank you so much to Dos Cicchini Jr. for the music. And we will be back next week with another episode where we'll add our 35th game.
I bet it'll be better.